must have gone mad. I must have gone crazy. When baby say go go kaka. Trying to make sense of all of this. Any joke for all of these?
Like, that was peak self-hunting brilliance. Stanford needs to realize that Chris Duarte is right-handed and is going to for at least the rest of this game.
It's so good. I know some people hate him, but man, Waltonisms are just, they're so good.
It depends what mood I'm in to how much Walton I can take.
Yeah.
Oh, I can take all 10 inches of Walton. He's like 7'5". I'm just making a guesstimate.
So many jokes I was going to make about Bill Walton. Taking all of Bill Walton. I'm not going to do it, though. Oh, my goodness. All right, so we might as well lead off with Ducks since we're already talking about them. They don't need to beat Stanford, but, like, losing to Stanford would be bad. I saw Lenardi has them as a 9 right now. Which is pretty much where they always are, like no matter what. Weren't they like a 5?
That's a death seed.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm sure we'll be matched up against Wisconsin somehow in the first round or two.
No, what will happen is if Oregon kind of just throughout the rest of the year is they'll be an 8 or a 9 and they'll win. And then, I mean, the selection committee says they don't do this, but they will 100% match them up with the Zags in round 2, and it's over.
Done. Matt, it is like crazy. Go ahead. I was just going to say, like, it's crazy how – so we out here always knew about Gonzaga, especially because, like, one of our classmates went to Gonzaga. It was kind of a big deal. And they were always kind of this, like,
Adam Morrison.
Like, really, really close. Really, really close. And now they're, like, the premier team in college basketball. In fucking Spokane, Washington.
They still play nobody all year.
They're very easily the best team in college basketball this year.
But the funny thing is that what used to be held against them is that they play in like a mid-major.
Yeah.
Now it's totally in their favor because they have like dudes that were role players for 2 or 3 years that are now starting for the first time ever. Yep. That just does not happen not at Oregon, let alone Duke or Carolina or Kentucky. I mean, that's just –
well, like, it happens.
It is just funny
it
how
in other schools, it's just the players at the other schools aren't good. So, like, it happens at Oregon State. It's just Oregon State doesn't have the horses.
We're talking about people with invites to the party, not those schools.
Yeah, it is something else, man. So Oregon, let's see. I did watch. I know you and I were joking about not having watched much. But I did watch I watched all of the Colorado game, which was a nice win. Like, that was, I mean, beating Colorado, then beating Utah, like, back-to-back like that is not something Oregon, you know, does all the time.
Both those teams have big problems coming to Eugene to play.
Yes.
Kind of vice versa. We always get the shit kicked out of us there.
Even when there's no fans anywhere. It's weird how that works. And to be fair to Oregon, like, the shit stomping they took to USC, like, USC's playing lights out. And they play. It was like 3 games in 5 days that the Ducks had to play. And so, you know, it's a tough ask just to begin with. So
we're bad matchup.
I ain't necessarily mad at them for losing that one.
Though, I mean, that game was over 5 minutes in. I mean, it just was. It was 18-1. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the defense, whatever. Guys are sometimes just going to – they're going to go on heaters like that guy for USC did.
Yep.
But in the first, like, 5 minutes, they had, like, four or five passes that were just the weirdest passes. Mm-hmm. Like, they were just throwing them to spots on the floor where nobody was. And nobody was. Like, yeah. It's not like they just missed a cutter. They would throw to the perimeter, and there was just nobody there the entire possession. Like, and they did it, like, four or five times just right off the bat. It was very bizarre.
Then you mixed in a couple Omarui and Figueroa three jacks that were just no chance of going in. Like I said, they're down 11 nothing in what, a minute and a half, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
It's it was 9-0 like 90 seconds into the game.
Yeah, it just –
it is nice seeing Figueroa like get into kind of a rhythm, because you know the talk in the preseason and early on in the season was how good he is from the outside, and early on, first half of the season he was terrible. He was like 25% from three, and now he's starting to kind of start to hit a few shots here and there, which is that kind of shit. If you're gonna have Duarte being the focal point, driving, getting to the rim like he does, and then you have Omarui, who for his size backs down people a lot, like you need to have a guy like that on the outside hitting shots, otherwise you're fucked, because people
can just say, they're missing Will Richardson be able to knock down a shot. He just hit a three, but all the shots before then are not been good.
Well, that's the thing about this team, because I know almost every team, the joke is, I don't pay attention until February. Right. And then Altman will get them going. But every other team seems to have like one or two guys that you just know can go on an absolute heater from three. Yeah. Does this team really? Like, I know Duarte scored eight points in 12 seconds, like 10 minutes ago. And Will Richardson could.
Williams can get it going too.
Yeah, Williams can get it going.
Yeah, I'm just a little more down on this team than most iterations. I know Duarte is supposed to be the guy. I just feel like he's very not.
Much. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not saying he's bad.
I agree with you on Williams, Ski. I just don't think Williams is going to get the opportunity. Like with the guys Oregon has on their roster.
He started tonight.
I'm just saying like, how's he going to get the ball? Like one of those guys we've talked about is going to be shooting the shot. So it's going to have to be some not going to be feeding him all night to shoot threes, you know?
Dave should implement like the Willie Mays Hayes rule on Omarui, that every three he takes, he's got to do like 50 pushups.
Yeah.
Cause that dude just shucks threes.
He should not be shooting threes.
He gets to the open three, but any other three attempt, just, he's such a wide body. He's kind of like a Zach Randolph style. He's undersized.
Mm-hmm.
Get fucking back people down on the paint. He can pass well too.
He can body up anybody, like pretty much. Yeah.
He does commit some really dumb fouls though.
Oh yeah,
like that are just soft, like just for no reason. Like just
that's why he fouled the guy.
Yeah. And boy, his last two foul outs have been bad. It was in that spot.
There's like 3 minutes left in the game, and you do a
spot like that. You can't be reaching like that.
No. Answer me this.
In my face. Oh.
But does
never doubted you, Will Richardson. Or Chris Duarte.
Answer this me team. This. Yeah, okay, you go ahead. You first.
I was going to say, does this team, do you guys see them making a run?
Yeah.
Yes, just because.
Because of Altman.
Like inside Elite Eight, somewhere.
No, I think Sweet 16 is probably.
That's
depends on the draw. I mean, I could see them going. I could see them going eight. Yeah, why not? It's fucking Altman. Would this team, if one of these guys like pulls it together, so I'm watching.
I'm watching
the stream, so I just saw the Duarte dunk.
Oh. And you're going to get 20 seconds behind.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. No, I know. Like there I told is. You, I illegally. By the way, I have not love given.
That guy.
I have not given you my illegal streaming sites yet, so I still got.
You have not.
Yeah, I have not. Yeah, I still got to do that.
This Lawson guy.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if he's terribly good at basketball, but when he makes a good play,
yeah,
he looks good.
So good.
He had a ridiculous kind of like. Stacey Ogman's in move jump shot earlier in the game. It's like all of a sudden, every now and then, he busts out like a sick move and buries it.
That's the thing about Lawson is like the thing Lawson is useful for is his brother, who Oregon recruited and is coming next year, because his brother's apparently really, 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 really good. So other than that, like, you take what you can get from the older brother. He's out there, so fuck
it. He's still like 6'10". Ain't gonna turn that away.
Speaking of which, so explain this to me. Big Frank, guy is supposed to be in high school right now, decides to reclassify and is just able to start playing. And when he's playing, seems really good, doesn't he? Like, am I crazy here? Like, he's really good, and he just does not play. Like, did I miss something?
He gets some minutes still.
I have not seen him once in this game against Stanford.
He came in the first half.
Did he? For like a couple minutes?
We got to think he's only been with the team for like a month.
Yeah, but when he plays, he's really good. So let him play. And he's like your only big man presence.
He definitely still has that kind of clueless kind of.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't know fully what's going on all the time.
But he's also like 6'11 and can block the shit out of people.
No, but he's going to be good, especially next year.
Yeah. Imagine him and Dante next year. Or wait.
In Folly.
I did that right. Okay.
Just no more Locke Wurr. I'm kind of over Locke Wurr.
Sure.
That guy, wow. I'm
going to assume he's just transferring out after this year.
Yeah, he's transfer portal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Transition. Let's go. Transfer portal. Come on. All right. So Tyler Shuck, he is officially at Texas Tech now, right?
I mean, people are saying he's the next Pat Mahomes. What I'm hearing on the streets.
Well,
in Lubbock.
As a Pat Mahomes expert.
I mean, I'm just saying, guns up, baby.
Right.
I think their coach's name is Matt Wells.
Sounds like a person.
Or the Red Raiders.
Yeah.
Mike Leach.
Well, it's
Darvin Ham.
It's a great did they still run the run and shoot?
I think so.
Do they?
Air raid? I don't know. Air raid?
Air raid, my bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great offense for if your quarterback doesn't have to make reads. It can just kind of go back and chuck to area. Hopefully his receivers
can throw it in a zone.
I did hear like the Texas Tech reporter from The Athletic this week, and he's like, well, have you seen who's on the roster? He's probably going to start.
Yeah.
I just looked at
– why do you think he went there?
I just looked at their stats from last year. Leader, this guy, Bauman, 10 touchdowns, 7 picks. This other guy, Columbi,
yeah. Yes.
8 touchdowns, 4 picks.
And Bowman's gone. He was kind of processed. Same kind of thing with Shuck, where they were like, you know, I know you've been a starter. I think he started for 2 years. And they're like,
right.
You could probably start next year. You know, maybe.
Yeah.
But there, if there are other options, maybe you want to look at them. And he was like, all right, yeah, I will. Okay.
Oregon's had a bunch of those guys over the years. Like Brian Bennett was one. Nate Costa was one like 2 or 3 times.
Do you think this was fully Crystal Ball coming?
Was Darren Thomas one?
Well, he left because, you know, Marcus was going to start.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, school also didn't seem to be his thing also.
It's racist, Ski.
You have to attend class to, get an education.
Oh, boy.
No, but was this – do you think Cristobal went up to Shuck and was like, all right, here's the deal, Tyler. If you think you're going to start next year, you got to put in like, the exorbitant amount of work to have like even a shot at playing next year.
You better get a new brain that makes decisions on where you throw the ball. You better get a new arm that makes it so you throw the ball better.
I did see a breakdown. Oh man. He's a Cal quarterback from like the 90s, like Nate Paul Pulowski or something.
Nate Longford. Okay.
And he did this breakdown, literally like 20-minute breakdown on YouTube called Why Tyler Shuck Transferred. And he goes through all these things. And the very first clip is the first play of the Fiesta Bowl where it's a pop pass where Shuck is supposed to protect. You know, they ran it a couple of times, and Dai just streaks down the middle, and it's an easy dump off. And Dai is so open. Like, it's going to be a touchdown for 80 yards on the first play, but Shuck sees one guy kind of beat the offensive alignment and just, like, turtles up, decides he's running, and just – and he's like, and that's why he can't planter Joe Moorhead.
That's right.
And then there was 18 more minutes. And I was like, you know what? I don't need to see anymore.
Yeah. I mean, that. Right?
Yeah. Like, I'm good.
We've seen this already.
I've seen this.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, and look, my hair party's like, oh, look at Dai's feet. He's skipping because he knows that's a touchdown. Yeah. He knows.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a skill for a quarterback to, like, not get the happy feet in the pocket there. Yeah.
You have to get hit. That's part of it.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. That's part of the job, unfortunately.
I mean, because we've seen our fair share of quarterbacks that, you know, Masoli, he liked to feel that pressure, and he was gone, you know, half a second once he saw a body coming out.
Which was weird because he wasn't actually afraid of contact.
Not at
all. So short.
Yeah. He was just afraid to take it without dealing it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He would deal it, but he didn't really want it just sitting there erect in the pocket. Maybe.
I always thought as he was so short, if anyone got near him, he couldn't see anything. So he had a...
I'm sure that's part of it. Even erect, he was too short.
There you go. Oh, God. So, I mean, the writing was definitely on the wall for everybody.
Hey, Oregon has 69.
Hey.
Nice. That's nice. Ty Thompson's going to start for Oregon next year.
At some point, I don't think he started.
I still agree with King that Brown, if we do play Ohio State, he's starting those first couple games.
Did you see the new news from Ohio State on that game?
I did.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a movement to just cancel the home and home. It's impossible for teams to fit it in.
Yeah.
And they're just going to play a one-off at a neutral site.
Okay.
I guess that's what they did to TCU a few years ago, because they're like, oh, crap, we can't do the home and home anymore. We're just going to play in Arlington.
Is the neutral site game going to be in, like, Cleveland?
Please. Players have been through enough. We don't need to do that.
I really hope
we're still all in this together. We don't need to send them to Cleveland.
That seems to be how these neutral site games work for Oregon.
No. I'm hopeful. Maybe if that's how it trends, that they are something like, hey, let's go to Vegas.
I figured that was... the best bet was Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, how sick would that be?
Go to Vegas and then get like Marcus Arroyo on the sideline. And so you just like cut to him throughout the game.
Well, and my favorite thing about that news, because it came from an Ohio State outlet this morning, was Oregon fans being like, no. We need to have this home and home.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I'm like, we've seen Oregon play Ohio State.
Take it.
We don't need two of those games.
No.
Let's just have one.
I don't think we shouldn't even have that.
Well, one is fine if it's neutral site. It's fine. Because they're not coming to Eugene in the next 15 years. Their schedule's full.
No.
But people are like, no, we need to go there. I'm like, listen to yourself. You want to fly to Central Ohio to watch a game in Ohio that you know you're going to lose.
Yeah, you're gonna
go to Vegas instead. Have fun.
Yeah,
it'd be way cooler to lose to Ohio State in Vegas.
Like a lot of places.
It sounds like an excuse for people wanting to go to the Horseshoe and see a game.
Yeah,
there.
I'm sure it's dope.
It might be worth it, honestly. Like, even if Oregon does lose by 30, like, it might be worth the trip just to watch a game there.
Maybe
just hold the ball, Williams.
But like, even like people that went to Michigan. We're like, you know what? That stadium,
it's not that cool. Oh, really? Oh, their stadium.
They're like, it's real quiet. It's huge.
Oh, Michigan Stadium sucks.
Yeah, like it's a dump.
Yeah.
And it's quiet and it's a bunch of old people.
Yeah, Michigan Stadium is literally just a bowl. It's
the Rose Bowl without mountains, rivers, and sun.
Yes, exactly. Without the sunset.
Without sun. Without sun. It's Michigan.
Is there any more, like, Is the Rose Bowl anything without the sunset, like in the
Have you ever been to a regular season game there?
They're always at like 12:30.
It's not that cool.
And it looks like Cal.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like Berkeley.
Every game has to start at that 2:30 sweet spot so you get the sunset. Because the early games, you're roasting.
Yes.
Every seat is aluminum. And then the night games, it's wet. It's
dewy.
It's really weird. Yeah. It's very bizarre.
You know, I'll say to give USC some credit, like they don't pack their stadium because it's really difficult to do. But like those night games at USC at the Coliseum are always dope. Like they look great. They're fun to watch on TV.
That's the thing is the Rose Bowl has that sweet spot, camera pullout where the Arroyo Seco, they can even go to the west and show the Pacific Ocean.
Like 5:30 to 8.
Right. But at night, you can't see any of that. Where at SC, they do that and you're like, dope.
Yes.
That's LA Live, downtown Staples.
Crenshaw, bitch.
Crenshaw. I mean, there's just Pasadena's not quite,
Hey,
not quite the same at night.
We should call timeout. Is the game over for you guys?
No,
it's not.
Okay. Duck shooting free throws.
Duck shooting free throws. That's a good sign from where I'm at.
No, but on top of, I mean, you got to think Vegas, that stadium is going to try to get, neutral site games for college football. I mean, I know Jerry's World had a rake in money 100%. For all their big matchups. So you got to think they're going to try to do the same thing.
Well, yeah, they're doing the Pac-12 championship games there.
Yeah. I think the war will be between that and SoFi Stadium in LA. So one of them is just going to strong arm the other for that that premier September intersectional game.
SoFi is pretty.
It is.
It's pretty.
Oh, man. It's pretty.
Give him a lot of shit. Like, Kroenke's a douchebag, but, man, that stadium is dope.
He built it
well.
He built it pretty well.
All right. You were skipping there, bro.
Like jump rope?
All right. So why did we not do a podcast last week? You go to the snow?
I did. I was in the mountains.
That's cool.
I was traversing feet of snow.
How was the snow?
It was cold.
Yeah. Usually.
Yeah. No, it was a cold snow. Like it was a cold penetrating snow.
Why are you bringing up penetrating so much, man?
Because it was. It went right through you. Like Bill Walton.
Like Bill Walton. Like all 10 of Bill Walton.
Is it a cold snow?
Yes.
Yeah. It's freezing. It's cold. It was Arctic.
Is it the Arctic frozen tundra?
Sound again? Do they have the lodge open so you can at least get a fucking drink and sit by a fire?
Yeah, somewhat. Somewhat. But the rest of Central Oregon is kind of, we went to get burgers and we went to like the one place in Sisters that's like not open apparently. Like every other place is like, we don't care about the rules. We're just open.
Right. Yeah, please.
This happened to go to the one place that was still like,
Yeah.
I thought everything east of Springfield is just, they didn't shut down at all.
Oh, well, yeah. Bend is the wild, wild west. But in Sisters, there was still the one place that was abiding by the rules.
Well, Bend is that hybrid where you got, the straight rednecks, that have been there, generations.
Yeah.
And then that California money.
That Cali money, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they moved from this area to that area because they didn't like the politics of this area. That's a big reason too. You do in Bend right now, you have to have money to live in Bend, like a lot of it. Like Bend is like rich folk territory now. Like
Bend is almost
more than anywhere else in the state. Like Portland,
certain Pearl District. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bend is the Pearl District at 3,500 feet.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Oh, is it over?
And 0.4 seconds left.
What's the score?
Ducks up two. Omari shooting a second free throw. He just missed one.
Jeez.
He's clanging and banging there. Damn.
Duarte, I saw Duarte miss the second half of his two.
Oh, yeah. Duarte loves missing the one of two.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. 0.4. You catch and shoot, I believe, at 0.4, right?
Did he make it?
He did. Up three.
All right, let's do some illegal play-by-play. Let's go.
And game
over. And there is a tip down Maruri, and he's got it, and it's over!
Where's the sound effect, dude? That's your job.
The Ducks cover with the Omarui free throw.
And they are just one game back in the loss column of first place by percentage points in the Pac-12. Let's go.
Well, they are going to play
Eugene.
They are going to finally play UCLA, though, right?
Yeah. I think on like Monday.
Weird. Yeah. Traditional Monday games. All right. So let me ask you this. I was listening to a podcast earlier this week, and they were talking about Crocs.
By the way, Colorado holds on to this 16-point lead, Oregon will be tied in the loss column for first place.
Ooh, top of the pack, baby. Conference of Champions belongs in Eugene.
No truck stops in this conference.
Right. All right. So they were talking about Crocs. I dismissed Crocs right off the bat because they're gross and weird. I'm getting a sense from people lately that they are not that anymore. Do you guys fuck with them at all?
I've never worn Crocs. Nope.
Neither have
because
I.
Because my thing is with Crocs, if you want to wear Crocs, you can't leave your house in Crocs. Right. I'm sorry. It's just
right. You can't. Right.
If those are like your grilling / barbecue shoes, mm-hmm. or your yard work shoes,
yeah.
Okay. I won't quibble with that. If I see you at Dairy Mart or Dutch Bros wearing Crocs,
I
just assume
giving up on life.
You've just kind of given up on some things.
Yeah,
but
you just don't care. Like, you don't care about making any sort of effort whatsoever.
Yeah, Crocs, and people are like putting like pins on their Crocs now.
Yeah, no, that's what I was gonna bring up. Like, people are like decorating them now, and they've made them to where they're really soft, apparently, so they're actually comfortable.
Yeah.
I can't get with it, man. I still can't.
Like,
I thought you would see that at the hospital. Don't like nurses and doctors? Isn't that kind of like
they do? Yes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Do they wear socks for them too?
It's nurses wear Crocs, doctors wear Janoskis.
Yeah.
Which are just Nike slip-ons.
That's the thing. Like, if they're on their feet all day, right? Like, they're not going to wear something that just destroys their feet all day. And so they're going for comfort. They're going for comfortability.
I have no doubt they're comfortable. I also have no doubt that Skechers are comfortable. I'm not wearing Skechers. You got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah. In like 15 years, I'm getting some of those Joe Montana Skechers.
Right.
Faux.
Do you still wear Crocs, Erica? I just took my Crocs off. Oh, God.
Does she wear Crocs still? She's like, I got them right now.
Well, write up those divorce papers. Get them going.
I'm not wearing Crocs. They're bad.
That's wonderful.
Oh, I do agree, though. They're a nice house slipper if that's your go-to.
Right.
I mean, easy slide on. You know, they work outside.
Right. Sure. You're taking the garbage out. You throw them on real quick.
Do you guys wear slippers?
Okay, so define that. So, like, around the house, slippers keep your feet warm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake leather, furry inside.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Little Uggs.
Classic.
Oh, Uggs slippers. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he's definitely not wearing Crocs.
Somebody's been winning some bets.
You throw some Burberry cologne in there every morning just to.
I know.
Hey, I'm Tommy Bahama, man.
My gosh.
And you know this.
Please, you know this.
Please, King. Please. Tommy Bahama, pride of the Pacific.
Speaking when you're saying giving up, I can't wait till I hit about 50, 55, and I'll just only wear Tommy Bahama shirts. Just not give a fuck.
Andy Reid?
Yeah, that's a goal in life, is to be Andy Reid, I guess, minus the heart attacks.
Minus the kids. His kids are kind of a problem.
Yeah. I don't want to live in a world where Andy Reid's the goal.
Good coach, but yeah.
Yeah, no.
We tread lightly there.
Okay, so you guys got anything else you want to talk about before we get to our list? Hey, how was the beard received, Ski? Remember we talked about that last time. I noticed it's not still there.
No, that was shaved like a day or two later.
Yeah, okay. A day or two.
Well, it was right before Valentine's Day, so I had to get rid.
Yeah, because she complained to us on Twitter like right after we were done recording.
Don't worry. It's starting to come. It's already coming back in pretty good.
Nice, nice.
It'll be back. No worry.
All right.
I did have a – I did see some talks of Porzingis, that Mavs trying to possibly move Porzingis. And I was thinking, you know, doesn't seem like too bad of a spot for the Blazers to land.
What would you be willing to give up for Porzingis?
Send one of the guards, because they have so many fucking guards. You know, you send Simons.
Trent.
You'd
be willing to give up Trent for Zinger?
Depends what Porzingis' contract is. I thought he signed some years.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
It is pretty big. That's the other thing with the money to it. But, I mean, having a guy like that, if he could act, when he could actually stay fucking healthy.
That's the thing, man. God, he's only 25.
Yeah.
Doesn't what? He seem older than that? What?
Yeah, he's 25 years old.
Was he a Nick at like 17?
17 or 18, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I think God. So what you get for playing, and he was playing pro for like 5 years overseas by the time they got him at 17.
Well, it helps being probably like 6'7" at 13 years old.
Yeah. So but, what's he doing this year? So he has started 17 games, and he is averaging 20 and a half, and
he's missed
eight rebounds.
Yeah, he's pretty soft on the boards.
Yeah, does Portland need like another soft defender?
Well, except for he makes up for it on offense.
Yeah.
Just think of Dame being able to run the pick and roll, pick and pop with Porzingis.
Yeah, that'd be nice. It would. I mean that that team fully healthy, I think would be good. But yeah. Yeah,
again, I'm trying to think what
like,
I feel.
Again, here's the deal. Like if Portland is able to go out and get like a really good player like that, and they do it by giving up like a draft pick and Simons or something like that, it's a no-brainer. But like that's the thing, is like the Mavs are gonna want like, you know,
I think you give up, I'll say I what if you give up Nurk and Simons? In maybe a pick or something, even though I don't think the Blazers have any picks.
Yeah. I think that'd be the only way the Mavs would do it, is if you give up something like Nurk. But I don't know that they do it just because Nurk has been injured too, you know?
Well, so is Porzingis. He's missed the last four games.
Again. Trading one injured big man for another.
But, I mean, I've kind of felt like Cantor is almost a wash with Nurk now. I mean, Nurk's still better on defense than Cantor is.
Yeah. Nurk's a better scorer.
I think Cantor's a better scorer than Nurk.
No.
Yeah.
I think
he's Cantor a more gifted offensive player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cantor? Yeah. He's a bucket, man. Right, he's a walking bucket.
Well, he's great at, like, scoring from 2 feet.
He does not have much of a jumper, but he doesn't take that jumper, which is a good thing.
Okay, so you're saying just because Nurk takes shots from, you know, outside 15, 5 feet, then he's a liability?
Yeah. Hey, Cantor knows where his money's coming from, and it's 2 feet out.
Yeah, yeah. Are you having, like, are you staging kid fights over there, King?
We get some bets going?
Yeah, let's go. literally looking over there.
Turn the camera over there. Let's get the...
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's okay, dude. Okay, let's get to our list. Ski, this was your idea. Do you want to introduce it or?
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I guess in honor of Beavis and Butthead coming out with a movie here on Paramount Plus, I believe is the new streaming service of it. We're going to do the top three shows / movies that you would want rebooted or a sequel to.
Awesome.
I will add in also that they're rebooting or not rebooting. They're just continuing Frasier. That's coming back.
Are they?
That Paramount Plus is having a Workaholics movie.
I saw the Workaholics movie.
And
yeah,
Showtime is doing a Ray Donovan movie now too.
Wow.
So apparently apparently the way to go now is just make a movie about it.
Does anybody want to watch more Frasier?
Talk about toss salad and scrambled eggs. Like, calling me home.
I don't know that anybody was asking for that show. Well, except Kelsey Grammer.
Well, isn't the dad's dead, right? The actor that played him.
I don't know. Like that, I didn't watch that show when it was on.
That was not one of my shows either.
All I know about Frasier is Dr. Frasier Crane, Dr. Niles,
Niles,
the dad, the small dog,
Daphne,
and Daphne.
And whoever ran his radio show, there was that woman too.
Don't
like
remember.
Yo or something like that. It was like a camera. I don't know. Something like that.
I'm going to look it up. That Daphne chick was okay, though. If I remember right.
Yeah, she was in an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
She was. That was the contest.
She was contest.
You and your friends made a dab about me? Awful. Oh, she slept with JFK, right?
JFK Jr., yeah.
JFK Jr., John Boy.
That's right.
That's right. Oh, Lainey. Oh, yeah. Lane, she tried so hard.
He did. Jane, I will give it to her. Lane always put in some effort.
Jane Leaves is her name. Dog's also not alive, I would imagine.
Yeah, dog's dead.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, he is. Yeah, most of that cast super duper old right now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, anyway, so who wants to start? It's your idea. You start. Go.
I'll start then. All right. My number three, I think they should continue King of the Hill. But mostly I wish they would have done it 4 years ago because Judge would have had some gold with Hank Hill and Trump and all that stuff.
Yeah. That boy ain't right.
God damn it, Bobby.
What a good show. That show was slept on at the time. Oh, no, watch it now.
I didn't like
it. It is so much better now.
Oh. I didn't like it. I was never a fan.
Oh, it's so good.
I understand why people were fans. I just didn't think it was funny at all or, like, really interesting. I don't know. I put it along with The Simpsons. Like, I haven't watched The Simpsons since, like, season 3 because it's just kind of like, right down the middle for me. Better shows to watch, in my opinion. Sorry, I didn't mean to like shit on your selection there.
Right. that one was an honor of fucking Mike Judge too.
Fair enough. You want to go or me?
Sure, I'll go. Number three, show or movie that should be rebooted: Star Wars.
Nice, good shit. My number three is Quantum Leap. I think they should do Quantum Leap because that show is dope.
I agree.
Was the quarterback at Texas State, right? The Armadillos?
Yeah. Was it Texas State?
Texas State Armadillos.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I agree with that. Only if Bakula is again in it.
No, Bakula plays the time travel character guy or whatever. Whatever that character's name was, I forget. Like, remember the guy who you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I know. Bakula comes back and plays that guy for like the new breed of Quantum Leaper. Right. Quality.
All right.
Quantum Leap's a dope show, man.
All right. My number two, I'm going real deep on this one. It's a spinoff of Seinfeld.
Are you going Bill Walton deep?
Oh, it's 10 inches deep on this one. Spinoff of Seinfeld.
Ice down.
About George, where it's only about George working with the Yankees and stuff.
Oh, so
no one else from the cast, but just George with the Yankees.
So is it still
called Costanza?
Jason Alexander?
Oh, it has to be Jason Alexander still, yeah.
So we're just going to act like he's like young and Steinbrenner's still there?
They'd have the new, they have the younger Steinbrenner in there.
Okay. I'm actually surprised that hasn't been done. Like as like a Hulu show or something.
Pretty sure Jason Alexander is doing all right. I don't think he needs to drum up some work.
Is he like a classical like actor now? Like, doesn't he do like theater?
I think he was that before Seinfeld.
I have no idea. Sounds right though.
He's like a showman. I think he does like singing and dancing too. So.
You've seen his McDonald's commercial, right?
He's a song and dance man.
It's the best. It is the best commercial, McDonald's commercial maybe ever.
Yeah.
I'll agree
with that as well.
What happens in it?
I think it's about the McBLT, and the gimmick was that they put like they didn't attach the bun to the burger so it would stay like not soggy or something. And he's explained to them like, oh, and then you close the shell and the tomato and the let. It's great. It's pretty good.
Yep. He is quality. All right, my turn. My number two, and by the way, I didn't do movies because in general I don't think movies should get remade, like rebooted. You can do like a sequel, I guess, but like reboots of movies are mostly terrible. So number two is Arliss.
Remember that shit? Robert Wool.
Oh, that show is so dope. Like imagine that now though. Like you got this agent and you get like these. I mean, is that kind of what Ballers is? I never actually seen it. Where did they bring in like actual like athletes and stuff in that?
Yeah, not as much as Arliss. Arliss was like
every episode,
a big time athlete in every episode.
At least one. Like sometimes it would be like two or three big time athletes just making cameos, just giving him shit because of all the bad deals he's made for them. Like that show would be dope now.
I concur.
My number two is I think we need a spinoff of the Karate Kid movie where it's like Johnny Lawrence and Daniel San as adults. Mm-hmm. And there's like life lessons to be learned as they open dojos. Like maybe like they could call it Cobra Kai.
Does Johnny learn a lesson about the bad ways of the Cobra Kai?
You know, sometimes you cannot always strike first hard. You know, like you got us. You have to show mercy sometimes.
Cobra Kai is a little too on the nose for me. I mean, we could think of a better title than that, I think. I don't know. So, like,
Miyagi-Do. We'll call it Miyagi-Do. We'll put it on Netflix.
Miyagi-Do. Yeah.
There it is. $1 million idea.
You're welcome.
Miyagi-Do.
You're welcome, Netflix. God, I'm just giving away ideas here. I did jump in front of you, didn't I?
You did.
All right. I'll go with my number one. My number one is a reboot of Cheers, except for it's modern day, so it's way more racist, and there's actually a black person in it. So
in Boston?
In Boston?
Because I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
I don't remember a single black person in that show.
I have no memory of a black person on that show.
No.
Not one.
I was trying to think even like a bar patron. They didn't have a patron in the bar that was black.
I know. You can't have a cameo.
Not even a fucking extra.
I'm now, this is a different tangent, but like I'm now picturing like a spinoff where like episode 7 is, and Norm goes to class to realize like racism is bad. Like however they construct that now, you know?
Sam gets sued for sexual harassment in the workplace.
Yes, that's absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So here's something that just happened. I Googled black person on Cheers and one result came up.
hey.
Usually it'd be like a nice list of people on Google. It is Albert Rosen. He had a recurring role as Al.
Of course.
Yep.
Real clever there by the writers.
Oh boy. Yeah, there's a picture of him. Oh, I love it. And then there's another one that says, is Frasier the whitest sitcom ever?
We're talking tossed salad and scrambled eggs. They're calling me home.
But no blacks. Oh, God.
Well, Niles, we are in Queen Anne. We cannot have any blacks around here.
No, Niles. Whites only.
Niles. What Frasier? I don't even know what Niles' voice sounds like. Was he a British guy?
David Hyde Pierce? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he was British, right? He was,
I think he is, but he's like real swarmy how he talks. Yeah. And like, yeah. Oh, Frasier.
He might as well have been British. Yeah. Is Kelsey Grammer British?
I don't think so.
Man, he sounds like it. Like, I'm picturing his voice in my head.
Well, that's his shtick.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
No, that's why he fit in the fucking bar in Cheers. That's,
it's true. All right. You want to do your one before my one?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. My number one show that should be a spinoff, Daria. Daria. I said, Daria.
Oh. Do you guys actually watch Daria?
I love Daria. I love dry humor.
You really did?
Oh yeah, it was great.
Man, I don't know if I might have watched it once.
You're just not a fan of dry humor, are you?
It's not Beavis and Butthead. Like at that age, I'm like, it's not Beavis and Butthead. I'm not gonna watch it.
No, Braga loves like those British comedies, and that's the driest humor you could get.
But, well, yeah. No, that's dry. That's not humor. That's just dry.
All right, my number one is Firefly, and that's a real one. They need to remake Firefly or just continue it or do something with it. I don't give a fuck. Just make it happen already.
Eon Flux.
They did reboot that into a movie.
That was an interesting show for like kids our age when that came out.
I never understood it, to be honest.
So weird. So weird.
Was it like a BDSM thing, like on the side?
Yeah.
Like I never quite understood it.
Yeah. It was like a spy?
It was, yeah.
Flies in her eyelashes.
Really weird animation. Like she wore this thing that was like just literally up her asshole like the whole time. And like, what is this? Yeah, like middle school. Damn. Like what is happening here? And then didn't she, like Charlize Theron made a movie?
That's what, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was really Eon Flux movie with Charlize Theron?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you say Theron or Theron?
I say Theron. I don't know if it's right, though.
I say Theron. I have no idea.
Charlize Theron.
Theron.
It doesn't feel right.
I feel like she's Canadian or something. So she's like
South
like,
African.
South African.
Yeah, whatever. How South African, that? Quebecan.
Yeah.
Quebec. Quebecan.
All right, cool. Let's get to trivia then. I have, ladies and gentlemen, Beavis and Butthead trivia. No way, bunghole. Oh, man. Me and my buddies in middle school, we basically like 75% of the time we would talk in either Beavis or Butthead voice just to each other. It had to be like, I just imagine a teacher back then like looking at us just like being like, you guys are the like biggest losers in the history of Earth. Like there's no chance any of you grows up and ever has sex with a woman. Like no chance.
I still haven't.
Yeah, and to this day the prophecy has been fulfilled.
But before we go on with the Beavis and Butthead trivia,
yes,
I didn't realize this until today, but if you just I'm just gonna play like 10 seconds of the theme song. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, we don't want to get fucking copyright struck.
No, we do not need that.
Yeah, 15 seconds what we're allowed. Right.
Okay, right? So is that opening riff of the Beavis and Butthead theme song just – it's two things to me, and I cannot decide which one it should have been. Should it have been like a 1997 intro to a WCW act where it's two brothers who are like hedge fund scumbags greased back and they're coming like, out and then now it's like, oh my God, it's Chet and Steve Coleman. Don't you have a derivative to go off? You're so evil playing the stock market.
Yeah.
They had that character. It was called IRS.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, same. He just literally described it perfectly.
But like, or is it like a scene where there's a closer in MLB and they come into that's their theme song, and after their final pitch, they grab it and they're facing center field, and then they turn around and that song just starts ripping off.
Yeah, I like the second one better.
Yeah,
yeah.
It just feels like that should have been in a movie somewhere.
Yeah. It's classic.
It's. I think that's actually better than Wild Thing, you know?
Ooh.
That's a hot take.
No, but think about it. The greatest closer in baseball history came out to what?
Enter Sandman?
Hell's Bells. Yeah, yeah. Enter Sandman. And then there was like Hell's Bells and all that stuff.
Hoffman was whom the bell Hoffman tolls.
For whom the bell tolls. Yeah, you just need that classic guitar riff to be a baseball closer. I think we're missing that. Tolls,
my bad. Wrong Metallica song.
Does that even exist anymore?
I don't
know. I don't
think so. See? Huh. And Billy, that's I think
Billy
that's
Wagner
where
came out to a song too.
I think that's where
Mariana Rivera Enter Sandman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that was it.
I think that's where America went off its tracks, like well before Donald Trump, is when we stopped having closers come in for three outs in the top of the ninth, and they came in like WCW wrestlers to mid 80s rock and 70s rock. Like that's where America really just kind of hit the skids.
I will say Brandon Leake, when he was closing for the Mariners, he came out to either Slipknot or like Disturbed. I remember that's the most recent person I know, and that's not even that recent now.
And that's terrifying. Like, I don't want Slipknot. No, that's too much. That's too extreme.
Down with the Sickness?
I bet Kurt will know that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Kurt, get at us, Kurt. If you're still listening, let us know. Yeah, you should get on your soapbox about that, man. You should run Ski, you're running for Roseburg, right?
Yeah,
so make that your platform. We need to bring back introduction music for our baseball closes.
Well, when the Tennessee state legislators are saying that they can like kick kids out of school if they kneel during the national anthem, I'll do the reverse and say that guy can't come into the game unless he comes out with some sick ass intro music for a closer.
Yep. Not in the state of Oregon. He can't.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Change the game. All right. Okay. Let's get to it. Who wants to start?
I'll go.
Ski goes. All right. We got that animated movie coming for Beavis and Butthead, but Mike Judge has said in the past that he could be interested in a live action version. Which incredibly famous actor once said he'd love to play Beavis? Hint, he is currently in a band with Alice Cooper and Joe Perry called the Hollywood Vampires. If I list any one of his movies, it would give it away. Incredibly famous actor said he would love to play Beavis in a live-action Beavis and Butthead movie.
That sounds like something stupid Johnny Depp would say.
You fucking nailed it, dude. That's fantastic. Like, literally, I name any one of his movies and it gives it away. Shit, dude. But that band is fucking weird. That Hollywood Vampires band. It's got like a shit ton of really famous people in it.
Anyway, when you're Johnny Depp, I'm sure you could pull people to help
out. No, it like started in the 60s with Alice Cooper, and like John Lennon was in it for a little bit. Like the whole point of the band was to drink during their shows to the point where they couldn't like stand anymore. That was the whole point.
And that's the great
pretty much everybody in rock and roll was in on it. They're just like, yes, please, sign me up. And now apparently the band, their whole point is to like rock out and play covers in honor of all the people who died from that in the 60s and 70s. Oh, so you cause it and then you honor it. Okay, whatever. All right, King.
Sounds like that elitist Hollywood liberal bullshit right there.
Mm-hmm. Not in the Berg.
Nope.
What's the name of the character Beavis and Butthead idolized, who had a blonde mullet, wore sunglasses and a blue shirt with the sleeves cut off, had a Life Sucks tattoo on his arm? What is that guy's name?
Guar. I haven't seen, none of us have seen a Beavis and Butthead episode in 25 years.
There's like three or four names, not Beavis and Butthead, who people will remember. And this is one of them. And you're going to hear it and you're going to be like, oh, that's right. Ski, what you got? Oh, yeah. So let me give you the options. Bert, Todd, or Stuart?
I'm going to go with Todd.
It is Todd. Yeah, Todd, he used to like run him over with his car all the time.
That was his process of elimination. I had a 50-50 chance at it because I knew it wasn't Stuart.
No, it's not Stuart. Also not Bert. All right, Ski. Beavis and Butthead each wore a shirt with the name of a band on it. What was the band on Beavis's shirt?
He was Metallica.
That is correct. King, what was the band on Butthead's shirt?
AC/DC.
Yes. We got a point for King, ladies and gentlemen. Proud of you, man. Ski, in Beavis and Butthead Do America, which U.S. president makes a cameo at the end and recognizes them as honorary agents in the ATF?
All right, let's see. That movie had to be at least 20 years old, maybe a lot older. I'm going to go with,
it wasn't, by the way, it wasn't the actual president doing
that. No, but.
So, okay, let's be clear.
Kind of like something they
Herbert do. Herbert Walker Bush.
Jimmy Carter.
It was, let's see, not Jimmy Carter. All right, King, your options. Ronald Reagan, George Bush, or Bill Clinton?
Shit. I'll say Bill Clinton.
It was Bill Clinton. Nice work. I think he was actually on an episode of the show too. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember many episodes of the show.
He played a saxophone, in case people forget.
He did, and he loved McDonald's, according to that SNL sketch, which is pretty funny. All right, so let's see, King, you just got that one, so it's
that's still you.
Still you, yeah, okay. True or false? Daria never actually made an appearance in Beavis and Butthead.
Can I say it with like a caveat thing? Because I believe that is true. Daria never made an appearance on Beavis and Butthead, but there is a character that looked just like Daria on Beavis and Butthead.
So what's your answer?
No, she never made an appearance.
It's false. She actually did make an appearance. So, X. Okay, so Ski. Beavis and Butthead were a part of MTV's animation push in the 90s. It was actually a spinoff from another one of those shows. What was the name of that show? It first appeared on this show. It was animated.
Aeon Flux.
No. King, your options. Aeon Flux, Celebrity Deathmatch, or Liquid Television?
Liquid Television.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about Celebrity Deathmatch.
Let's get it on!
So dope.
So good.
By the way, Aeon Flux was also a spinoff from Liquid Television. Frog Baseball was the first episode of
season. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so King.
92?
92, yeah. King has just tied the score, by the way.
Ooh.
We are all knotted up at three. All right, so this is King, right? Yes. Their neighbor in the show is basically the same character as Hank Hill from King of the Hill. What is their neighbor's name?
Stuart.
You boys been whacking off in my tool shed? It is not Stuart.
Mr. Anderson?
It is Mr. Anderson.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know if he has a first name, but...
Whacking off in my tool shed. I think it was Tom? Huh. I'm not sure. They just called him Mr. Anderson. Ugh, Mr. Anderson sucks. All right, Skeet. Leading Florida... Yeah, totally did. Reverting back to middle school quick. Real quick.
You never
That's what she said.
We got to be careful here. All right, Skeet. There's an episode called Liar Liar in which their boss at the fast food place suspects them of stealing, so he makes them take a lie detector test. Beavis can't get a reading, so they ask him to say anything. He says he killed a bunch of people once, which leads police to thinking he's an infamous killer from the 60s. What is the name that they think he is? The name of the killer from the 60s. Take a guess. There's no way anybody's going to know it. So take a guess.
BTK?
What's BTK?
The BTK killer.
Oh, no, not the BTK killer. All right, King, your options. The Boston Strangler, the Hippie Ripper, or the Zodiac Killer?
The Hippie Ripper.
That is right. The Hippie Ripper. It's so stupid.
Listen, folks, the 90s were a simpler time.
Yeah. This person just cut up hippies, I'm assuming.
He just cut up hippies in the 60s. And apparently a high school, were they in high school? Yeah, I think
they're right. Yeah, they had to
be. Apparently a high school kid was alive in the 60s. Okay, all right, so we're tied at 4. We have one more question. How many episodes, King, of the show have been permanently banned? It is a number between 1 and 10. We're guessing.
3.
Oh, these are guesses anyways.
3.
Incorrect. Your option is C. 1, 4, or 9.
Let's say 1.
Incorrect. We're finishing in a tie. 9 episodes have been permanently banned from television. Like, they are not allowed to show them.
Wow.
4 of them from season 2 and 5 of them from season 3. Reasonings are as follows. One of them swallows a condom full of pills. acts involving fire. That was a big deal. Because, like, a bunch of kids, like, would light shit on fire after watching Beavis and Butthead.
Yes, that is, yeah. Beavis and Butthead is what got young kids to light shit on fire. Yes, yeah, I'm sure.
100%. Let's see, there was one episode where they inhaled stove gas and blew up streetlights.
Fucking judge, man, Jesus.
Jesus.
One of them where they used the firearm to shoot down a plane.
Wow.
Students carrying a concealed handgun in school.
Okay. That one hits a little close. Yeah.
Heavy sexual themes in a couple of them. Yep. Let's see. What's this last one?
I mean, there was one
where, like, they dropped a bowling ball off the top of a building and hit somebody. And apparently, like, a kid did that and they blamed it on Beavis and Butthead. So they just permanently banned that episode too.
I would say, did they get banned, like, post Columbine? So I think these shows were before that.
Possible. I'm not sure. I definitely remember this being the show where it was like, my mom didn't let me watch this show. I had to sneak this show. And I fucking did successfully because it really
it was great. It was a good show.
It was a good show. Yeah. It was a
good show.
For its time.
Did you get bored when they showed music videos?
It depends. Because a lot of good gags happened during those too. So, trying to remember the big one.
Depends what song that was playing too.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember it off the top of my head.
I'm trying to think what they're going to do for this reboot. I guess it's a movie, and they're gonna
not
gonna sit in front of the television and watch music videos.
Do they bring back Bruce Willis and Demi Moore from the first one? Remember, they were married at the time, and they played a married couple in that movie. How the fuck did Mike Judge get them to do that shit?
That was a good movie, though. I will say that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Judge had a little bit of street cred. I mean,
true.
Office Space, King of the Hill.
It's true. You boys going to play them sluts? He said sluts. Yeah, sluts!
Oh, so stupid. Oh.
All right, you guys got anything else?
Was the soundtrack of Beavis and Butthead Do America the last ultimate peak of the Red Hot Chili Peppers? I'm just asking.
Wasn't there a song on there with Sonny Bono and Cher? And it was like, it was that Babe, I Got You Babe song. And Beavis and Butthead were like on the song. And I'm like, didn't they make a video for that too or something?
God, I don't remember that.
They got like Mike Judge got Cher to do a song on the soundtrack singing with Beavis and Butthead. Like, that's crazy. 90s were a crazy time, man.
If we could turn back time,
if we could find a way.
It is. And then like a year later, the preeminent rapper of the time was singing about Sonny Bono, like running into trees, like really a disrespectful time period.
Yeah. Crazy times, man.
Yeah. Not nice. Come on, Marshall.
Preeminent rapper of today's times too. Nah, that's probably Kendrick.
Did you listen to Eminem's new, well, it's not so new now, like a month old. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah. Eminem's kind of like tired.
He never really changed his
role. He did a little bit, but not really. Well, he did from his first shit, like remember, like when he was rapping about just taking mushrooms and whatever, killing his ex-wife. He's changed a little bit since then, but yeah,
he's no longer rapping about putting his butt cheeks on Backstreet Boys. What a daring change, Eminem. Right. Good for you,
killing Britney Spears.
Yeah.
It's Britney, bitch. Leave Britney alone.
You watch that documentary?
No.
No, I haven't either.
No.
I won't because people are like, it's all your fault. It ain't my fault. Like, I knew the paparazzi was bad when I was in like seventh grade. Like, it's your fault, dude.
Wait, Britney's blaming you specifically?
No, viewers are blaming everyone.
What is
it's your fault. It's your fault. That's not my fault.
No.
Could I be at fault if I don't care?
I mean, clearly you did.
Here's a question. Here's a question. If you, and I this is, I'm.
Yeah, we're going in deep. We're going in deep with Britney Spears here. We're going Walton deep.
If there were three people in a lineup.
Yeah.
One's the real Britney Spears.
Yeah.
One is a fake Britney Spears as a female, and one is a man dressing up as Britney Spears. Could you pick out in 2021 the real Britney Spears?
I bet I could.
Think so? She doesn't look like the old Britney Spears.
Yeah, I bet I could.
I bet I could
project.
Yeah, I think so.
I bet the impersonator would like give us a really good run, though.
I think so too,
because she probably looks a lot like a Britney Spears impersonator right now.
I see her and I'm like, you know what, you look like a Michael Jackson impersonator.
That's awesome.
Hey, good for her though. She made $200 million on the strip. Good for her.
Yeah, go get you some more money. I don't care. Good for you. All right, we done.
One quick. I'll say it real quick.
Love it.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. You said that it was Beavis and Butthead Do America was the last time they're relevant. I'm going to go back and say it was the movie The Chase was the last time they're relevant. And that was like 92.
No, they were relevant for Beavis and Butthead. Roller Coaster of Love.
Yeah.
Come on.
That cover. Roller Coaster, baby, baby.
Hello, my dad, because I'm a double dipper. One, two, three.
Have a little bit of fun with me. Was that song actually?
Yeah.
Was that song actually made for that, or like at that time period?
Yes. Like, there's, I'm pretty sure there's a whole music video for it.
Yeah. It was for that movie. Yeah.
Roller coaster of love. Say one.
Oh yeah, it's a roller coaster.
No, it's pretty disrespectful that I bet none of us know who actually really originally sang and wrote Roller Coaster.
Was it Stevie Wonder?
I have no idea.
Say the Gap Band, something like that.
Yeah, it was. I don't think it was Stevie Wonder. Hey, Kurt, tell us the answer. Kurt's our one listener. Who definitely listens to the end.
I'm a dad because Kurt's a double dipper. He knows his music and a 1-2 dribble. 1-2, 1-2-3. He's got a correction, so send it to me.
There you go. By the way, their last album was pretty good. So I'm just going to put that out there.
Better boy band than the Beatles. I'll say that.
Yeah. Chili Peppers as a boy band is funny. a lot of boy bands going on stage with only socks on their dick.
Yeah. All high on cocaine, I know. Yeah. With a guy named Flea.
Yeah, with a guy named Flea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of market research went into that one.